Welcome back to the It's Alive actual play episode of Hellhole. This is going to be the finale.
Okay, guys.
Little challenge.
We're leaving the Hellhole. We're leaving the hole. We're not looking back.
This could be a lot of role playing in this episode.
So yeah, there's this chorus of screaming and pleading voices coming from these manholes, and you know what's even worse? Just through those covers, you can hear the sloshing of water.
I'm sure it's water.
Nasty.
It's probably nothing else.
But if you'd like, you can continue to track these footprints deeper.
And just to get the layout, just to get the idea, the visual of this, this hallway with doorways on each side, each with a small room with a single manhole cover in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Just guesstimate for me, like, are we talking 50 doors? Are we talking 100?
It's really hard to tell since you're in the middle of this, but you can't quite get the feeling that whatever created this place wants you to know.
Okay, we're being shipped with this. It's Alex's son wants us to know.
Yeah,
is what you're saying. Okay. All right.
It's important to know these things.
We can't. We cannot help. We cannot help.
We gotta put an end to this guy right now.
Alright, and just like his voice, you hear it echoing throughout the concrete structure, and it just says, "Scales spread like seeds." And it just echoes throughout this entire place, and you can't quite get a pin on where it is except for your alertness roll.
Let's do this stealthy, guys. Can. I don't know if we made too much ruckus already.
I'll take an alertness roll.
From all of us?
Yeah. Right. Who's going to see who first?
I think...
Failed.
Fumbled.
Oh, no, I pass. Passed alertness.
Yeah. Fail. For Petrov.
Okay.
It's all down to O'Leary.
That's a pass.
All right. Wonderful.
I think as he's taking this alertness roll, he's going to swipe into his special pocket in his backpack. And take the last of his LSD and just wipe it across.
Oh yeah, the hunt is on.
Because that,
I mean, this guy's cool. Like fucking Hunter S. Thompson, dude. Like,
yeah, totally is. All right, so this is what you do see. Just looking down the hallway, maybe 50 feet away, you can see the silhouette, the hulking silhouette of the pest control man move from left to right, slowly, almost gliding.
I see him. I see the motherfucker. And he's gonna take out one of his earbuds, put it in, and you just hear, "There is a man in New Orleans."
As you
he
running?
Racks his shotgun, he's just gonna, you know, Michael Myers like approach this silhouette that he sees.
Okay. Like, yeah, it's 50 feet away.
You're armed. You have nothing to fear.
Stack up. We'll try and get in behind him.
Hat and mouse. That's what you hear echoing. You cannot.
Hold on. So I'll cover you,
Dale. A little bit.
Cat and mouse. Is what he said.
Cat and mouse. Okay. I see.
Roy will just like have the UV shining on Dale the entire time to hopefully just.
Yeah, you're burning away all the scales. And you can give me another battery roll. 3d6?
Three now?
Three, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, 2, 4, 2.
Oh, yes.
Doing
your
great.
Battery's holding.
Happy
we'll
battery.
We'll live forever, guys.
I think Ted's going to be locking and switching on the railgun, like prepping it.
Okay. So, yeah, you would follow down the hallway 50 feet. You got your shotgun raised. And you enter a room that is basically not even uniform pillars, like every 5 feet. It's just pillars everywhere, sporadically.
Oh.
They call the rising sun.
And at this point, like you see his shadow moving. And beyond that, you see further on in darkness, two glaring red eyes.
Are these actual eyes, or are these the generator that we saw earlier?
Well, you think that they'd be the generators, and then they blink.
Oh, shit.
Dale's unloading. Unloading. Like, blocked okay. him.
So why don't you, why don't we go into, combat?
So, we're all in this room now.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're following one another.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are going to, so it looks like the pest control man is currently in cover, but the thing, the large hulking shape at the back of the room, it's right there. You can fire at it. So why don't you give me a firearms roll? It is your turn proper.
Great. This is horrible.
You have dragon rounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing can stop.
Why do I keep... So, 3 zeros.
Oh, zero that's on a the fumble. One side.
That's a 100.
That's a 100? Okay. Okay.
All right. So, I would crap. Say... Like, you get off... you get crap. Off, like, maybe 3 shots. You've put the Spaz 12 in semi-automatic mode. Semi-auto mode, and you go... Gouts of flame shoot down this large room, and as that flame illuminates the room, you see what you're shooting at, and this is going to require a sand roll.
Oh,
from everybody, I assume?
Yeah, for everyone.
Okay.
Because pass. What this is, it's almost gaunt, it's sickly, it's hulking, it's covered in these blue-green scales.
Yeah.
And it's this snarling reptilian form. It reminds you of a fucking dragon.
Oh. Yeah. Like long. Like long, a long, like Chinese-style dragon. Like
gout. Oh.
Yeah, so if you fail, that's a 0 all slash right. 1d6.
Jesus.
What if we 40
get 40 under 48.
All right, then you've passed.
What if also we get a good. Critical success?
Oh, it's 0. Seeing this thing's not too bad, but
I don't know.
That's when your gun jams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for Roy.
But it turns out, yeah, your shots go wide, and at this point, the pest control man, he kind of comes out from the side with a handgun, and he's going to return fire.
Mm.
If you'd like, you can dive for cover. However, you're going to lose your next turn. Otherwise, you can hope he misses.
Who's he aiming for?
He's aiming for Dale.
Okay.
Agent O'Leary.
So as I said...
Yeah.
He just wiped some LSD across his gums.
He's Max Payne. In I his head, he's Max Payne.
You're fucking invincible.
Yeah.
You're gonna live forever.
This is his way of dealing with the... The horrors.
That's not always how the acid trips go.
And I think maybe he just, like, he's not quite lucid, you know? He just, like, clocks the exterminator, pointing his gun at him, and he's just like, it's almost like if you'd look at it in a dream. So yeah. I don't think he will dodge.
Okay. He's gonna try and Mozambique you.
Ooh.
46. Alright, you do get hit. It's not going to be too bad. It's 6 damage as he fires 3 shots. You don't quite get headshot, but like, let's say you take 2 to the shoulder.
Okay, now to be clear, this is real damage as opposed to the damage that you told us to write down at the side.
Yeah, so you were out of the fire now, so all that smoke inhalation, all that smoke damage is gone.
Okay.
Yep.
This is a gun.
Yeah, you just got shot. You feel 2 searing points of pain
on
your right shoulder. And he gets back into cover.
Fuck.
You are
just
bleeding.
Just like when Marla shot me.
Nathan, what are you doing?
Nathan has his railgun loaded. Mm-hmm. And he's going to probably take a knee. And he's going to be probably crouched really low. I guess they were kind of in cover, kinda, just behind one of the pillars, and he's probably gonna just check the barrel straight for the 2 lights, for the generator that he saw before, which is now turned into a dragon, and probably try and fire this thing off.
Okay, great. So why don't you give me a firearms roll? There, you fixed up the railgun / Gauss rifle, so it won't explode in your hands. Or
can I argue for heavy weapons?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh!
I love that.
It's a fail regardless.
Oh,
63 over 50.
I'm still going to give you some information for that. So you go up down on one knee, you fire this Gauss rifle, and it just, there's this horrific scraping sound as the piece of rebar deflects off its scales, its blue-green scales.
Oh, god damn it.
So it looks like this dragon, it's armored.
Guys, well, I don't think this is not going to work. This Roy just like eating his chips.
Yeah, by the way,
I got something for this.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's a good thing we brought the EPA guy. Because he's the real hero of this story.
Goddamn hero. All right. Awesome. So, what's next? Let's talk about Omar's turn. Shit's going down. There's gunfire in your direction.
Omar has a...
Also, everyone give me a sanity roll against violence if you're not already adapted, because you're being shot at. it's going to be 0/1.
What happens if you hit it right on the dot?
You win. You win the game. You win Delta game. Green.
Wait. I got a 100.
All right, so it's just one.
Okay.
And remember, every time you take a type of sanity damage, make that tick over there. Every time you take sanity damage and don't cross a breaking point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure these agents will.
Oh, yeah.
they're going to be fine.
Deployment.
Yeah.
What happens if you fail?
Just one sand.
Okay.
Petrov is going to. Seeing Dale being shot.
He's not in cover. He's just standing out in the middle of this.
And being freshly kind of. You know, immune to violence damage himself. He has a new coldness to him. And he is going to... Can I move to cover and basically, like...
Tackle him into cover?
Well, like, can I... Like, I want to, like...
You can maneuver yourself if you want to shoot the pest control man.
Can I move into cover and shoot at him?
Yeah, I'll let you
do both things?
Are you gonna just full auto spray the pest control man? Lethality 10%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems I love that. For the acid spray that happened.
Yeah, Petrov is pushing for it, and Petrov is so fucked up still. And I imagine his shoulder like slams into a cop as he takes cover, and he's just gonna do one of those like, you know, like half looks and spray.
Okay, great. Why don't you give me a firearms roll?
And I've got an okay firearms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dale's headphones are knocked out, and so his phone is just blaring House of the Rising Sun. I'm listening to this right now as we're playing, and it's such a fucking
54.
Cool soundtrack for
it's
this.
It's a vibe. Is that a hit?
54 over 40, a failure.
Okay, I'm going to give you some information regardless. So you spray in the general direction of the pest control man. He's exposed because you maneuver yourself so that you can fire at him while he's taking cover behind the column. He sees you coming. In his right hand, he's got the handgun. In his left hand, he has a scale. He's holding that up. And as you spray this hail of bullets, this rain of death, these bullets stop midair when they get about 5.
Fucking Dio shit.
And he's holding it out like that.
Use the light! Use the light! Exterminator!
Yeah, so you can give me a sand roll against the unnatural for seeing that.
65 over 59.
Alright, lose D4.
Fuck. 4, ouch. I am going to defect because I don't want to cross.
How much willpower do you have left? You might not have enough.
Alex, don't about how much willpower I've got.
As he changes the numbers on his character.
I currently have 8, but roll D4 and see how much I deflect.
This is great.
I just deflected 3, so I'm only going to take 1.
Okay.
I'm down to 58 over 56, and I am down to 5 willpower.
Wonderful. So, yeah, he just stopped the bullets midair. They hang in the air for quite some time, almost for an eternity. Opal, what are you doing? Which one? Dragon or Pest Control Man?
Opal's been like, he saved all his sandy rolls, so he's kind of kept it together. Mm-hmm. After seeing the dragon, after witnessing all this violence, so he'll still keep his head in the game and go for the big money and try to shine it right at the dragon.
Oh, nice. Awesome. All right. So no need to roll. Like, you just hone it in. And it scales. They just start to burn away. And underneath, there's this really sickly-looking, pale, undulating flesh that reminds you of raw crab meat.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it looks like you've taken a huge chunk out of its armor. And now you can roll a battery roll.
Okay.
I really like this. This three. Is a really good use of the mechanic. Battery.
Two. Three.
Nice.
Holding tight. Strong battery.
All right. So at this point, it knows what you just did. Give me a power roll, Agent Opal. Because it's the dragon's turn.
You said power?
Yes.
This is 29 under 70.
Okay. So you feel like your grip starting to loosen on the flashlight, your hand shaking, but you manage to hold on to it, and you see this beast no longer highlighted by the flames of the magnesium rounds nor the UV light. You see its eyes go deeper into the darkness, and they wink out.
Huh.
Oh.
It's running away. I yell.
Meanwhile, it's Agent O'Leary's turn.
So, Agent O'Leary's playlist has turned from House of the Rising Sun to California Dreamin' by the Mamas and Papas. While all this chaos is going down. And he's just like, ah! And he's gonna chase down this dragon.
So
I realized y'all didn't hear him yell, but my neighbors did.
Oh, nice.
Oh, did it filter it out?
Oh, just a bit. You're good.
All okay. The leaves are brown. Let's go.
So his shotgun jammed, you said?
Yeah. You're going to have to take some time to unjam it, unless you're going to take out...
Old Trusty.
All right.
Old Trusty.
Who is... Okay, so it's been like... a month and a half since we
Betsy cookies. Or something, or
Old Trusty is a pistol.
Yeah,
it's a 45 caliber.
Yeah,
1911 pistol.
Yep.
All right. So, do you toss the shotgun onto the ground to lose that weight?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely. Throws the shotgun down.
You draw a handgun
down,
and you start sprinting into the dark.
Sprinting.
It's Terminator.
Yelling.
All right, and it's serpentine. It's slithering to and fro.
Yeah.
On the hallways of this thing, and you turn a corner, and there it is again. The abyssal drawbridge is just this concrete slab that juts out over nothing. And then there's the other side, where there's more passageways.
So the monster...
It turned a corner, and then you turned the corner, and now you're not seeing it. So it must have ran forward or somewhere else.
I don't think it went across the...
What's that big bridge you guys saw last time, right?
Yeah, it was this concrete just bridge just that
a very
just
thin
juts out
bridge.
20 feet.
Like Khazad-dûm.
Okay.
Khazad-dûm.
So what are you doing?
Tails walking the bridge.
Fuck yeah, alright. You're ballsy. I like it. It's the pest control man's turn.
Oh.
You just tried to kill him, so you're basically in line of fire of his handgun. So if you'd like, you can dodge and probably not die, because you do have 4 health.
You know, Alex, you know, it's been a good run, you know.
You're not dodging?
I think with everything going on... So do I have cover, by the way?
You have cover, sure. So it's harder to hit you.
Petrov is going to prepare to pepper him back. He wants to suppress this guy. Petrov is a man at the end of his rope and at the end of his life, as far as he is concerned.
All right, you better hope he doesn't hit then. You're just gonna pray.
That's the name of the game.
All right, because what he's gonna do is he's gonna try and fire and then get into cover.
Okay.
So, yeah. He raises that handgun, and he's got a minus 20.
Okay.
Number I need is 40 or below.
Okay.
Okay.
I rolled a 17.
Oh!
Okay.
You are in cover. I will say it's... Being in cover, I'm going to say it's minus 4, because you're just trying to shoot in concrete.
Right.
Well, maybe there's a chance.
A chance.
I rolled a 10.
Oh, what? God.
Was that a 10?
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 10.
Oh!
He did.
Jesus.
Petrov.
How does
that
he,
brings
how
Petrov
does he go?
Down to negative something. Yeah. And Delta Green doesn't do negatives.
No? So this is exactly what happens. You, let's say you both leave cover at the same time to shoot at each other, and you get one right between the eyes. Everyone can roll, everyone there, so not O'Leary. So Nathan and Opal, you can roll me sanity against violence for seeing Agent Omar die. If he was one of your bonds, you take, it's a D8 instead of a D6.
Fuck.
I passed the sanity roll.
The only
roll.
One of y'all I took.
Christ.
So if I pass?
It's an 18.
If you pass, it's a 1.
It's a 1.
And then, you know what's even more fucked up? The bullet comes out of his head. He stands up again. Then the bullet goes into his head. He drops down. He reverses, and it just repeats over and over. So that's another
For
sanction.
Real?
Yeah.
That was unnecessary.
Back and forth, dying over and over.
He's is always this, he's just constantly
is this
getting
Petrov
shot
or the exterminator? No, it's Petrov.
It's Petrov.
This is Petrov.
Petrov's constantly resurrecting and dying over and over and over. Just what?
Yeah, and you're seeing the blood splatter. It's going in the same direction every single time.
So I just eliminate one, Sandy, if I pass.
It. Yeah, and then roll a different one. Roll a different sand roll because you're seeing this.
I'm just doing really well. That's a 12 again. So
all right, so that. It's just another same. One.
And then I'll just eliminate Petrov from my.
Yep, bond. Cross him out. And
can Ted do a crazy idea?
Yeah.
Can Ted, like, Ted's seeing this, like, back and forth, stuck in a loop. He's right next to him, like, they were both in cover. Mm-hmm. Can he try and, like, jump and...
Take the bullet?
Tackle him out the way at the right time?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe, like, a strength or, like, an athletics or something to
let's,
try and get him?
Do that
or maybe
on...
with a timing...
John,
I want to
time it when he's not
love this.
Got a bullet in his
let's
head.
Do that. Let's do that on your turn.
Cool.
But the pest control man, right? He shoots you right in the head, and he's gonna. you hear his footsteps echoing out as they move further away. But he's in. No, he takes cover again.
Oh, okay.
So, Agent Nathan, it's your turn.
That's it. He's gonna see Petrov go down. He's like, no! And he's gonna see this weird. Thing and his eyes gonna go up like what the actual fuck is happening, and then he's gonna say Roy cover me, and he's gonna try and dive
more bullets
Petrov.
Ring out as you try to dive. So why don't you give me an athletics roll?
All right,
on a success you're still gonna take damage because you're gonna probably take the bullet instead.
Right,
I'm gonna need a crit for you to get out unscathed.
That's a 24 under athletics, 60. So that's a pass.
Okay, great. So, yeah, you jump and you dive and you take the bullet for Agent Omar. Take 10 damage.
Oh!
Agent Omar, you're back. You're at 4 health. Why don't you roll a d20 for dying against sand loss?
Wait, so is Petrov alive and now Ted died?
No, Ted took 10 damage.
So I'm on 2 damage, so I think I'm unconscious, aren't I?
Yeah.
And Petrov, you want me to just roll a d20, just straight up d20?
Yeah, d20 for coming back from the dead.
18.
Yeah, you lose that much. That's probably a breaking point. Remove all your check marks.
Does he come back?
He looks alive.
I am alive.
He looks alive.
And I am at
4 health.
I'm at 4 health.
Yep.
And fucking 40.
And you're fucking fried.
Breaking points.
So now Agent Nathan is like lying prone unconscious. Next to
yeah, he took the shot.
John, too that much was damage.
That was brilliant though, John.
Some heroic shit.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Alright, so that was your turn. Give me a con times 5 roll, or else you're gonna... I'm not gonna give you an auto unconscious at 2.
Okay. It's a 27 under 70, so that's a...
So you're still up. You're barely breathing. Let's say when you dove, you got the bullet lodged right in the chest cavity, so you're gonna need, like, some kind of surgery for this, but you are still up. Agent Omar, you are alive.
I think...
Yeah, I am.
It's your turn.
He still passed all these sand checks, but as you said, even passing, he's slowly ticking down.
Yep.
So I think he's just fucking going. He just saw his friend die, and he's like,
over and over again. Yeah.
Now he's back to life. Now, fucking Ted's about to die. Agent Nathan.
The trade.
Okay, I crossed two trade breaking points. By the way,
great. We're gonna see what that comes if you get out of this scenario life.
I don't know if doesn't have anything on him, but he'll try to. I mean, I'm assuming
you could shine that light and get rid of the scale on the.
That's what he's going to try to do as he's running towards where Ted and Petrov are. To like, I don't know. Are
and
they
you slide
down
into cover?
Yeah, are they?
Yeah,
down
no, they're both
at, in the open?
They're both on the ground, and I would say roll luck to see if you've gotten to cover.
Okay.
Talk about tense.
That's a 6.
All right, then they are in cover. They are behind the miscellaneous pillar. And go ahead, and you're going to shine your light at the pest control man.
Right. I roll something for that.
Yeah, you roll battery.
Oh, duh.
Because you see the scale. It burns up in his hand. And the first time, like, he just drops his hand down to his waist. And then slowly brings it up to the handgun to stabilize it because he's going to fire more on his turn.
That's a 5.
Okay.
A 4. A 5.
Oh, great.
Just killing
your battery.
It. Your battery stays. And now it's Omar's turn. After that's O'Leary.
Omar.
Oh, actually, after that's Dragon. But...
Omar. Is my pistol at hand? Like, I have my pistol still?
I'd say so.
He was just standing in the end, right? Because he was going back and forth and back and forth of dying, and then I caught him and kind of tackled him out the way.
You took the bullet for him, yeah.
Yeah, well, so he's just standing there. Do I need to fuck with the fact I just passed 2 breaking points?
I would say... Yeah, this is gonna trigger a fight or flight, so fight, flight, or freeze, Omar.
Okay. I'll roll a d6, fight, flight, freeze, in that order?
Yeah.
God, I hope it's fight. I hope it's a 1 or a 2. Here we go. It's a 6. It's a freeze.
So, yeah, you're just like, you're looking at your own hands. You're feeling at your temple where you just got shot in the fucking head. And it's smooth. Besides the acid burns, it's smooth. You should not be alive.
What?
And you're just
saying,
gibbering.
Keep saying what? Like,
yeah.
Just mumbling. Just what?
Awesome. Meanwhile, in a separate room, maybe even a separate dimension.
Who knows?
O'Leary, you're on that bridge, right? Give me an alertness roll.
Okay. That's a 23 under 70.
All right, Dragon Slayer. As you're running across that bridge, right, you notice the claws clinging on the side, on the underside.
Oh.
And one tries to grab at you, but because you succeeded that alert roll, you roll out of the way.
Okay.
Before it can just grab one of your limbs and just rip it off.
Describe what is he walking through? Is it like an empty? I'm kind of thinking of like Indiana Jones.
You're above the abyss.
The Last Crusade.
Oh. You're above hell. He's like
walking
itself
through this path.
Right.
A B C D E F G. Little dragon ain't gonna eat me. He's just like firing off his gun as he goes.
So yeah, you dodge this attack, right? And I'm gonna say that it shakes the very bridge that you're on, and it almost flips over, and now it's on the bridge proper. It's snarling. You can smell its breath. It's just pure hatred. And all you can think of is Marla, your ex-wife.
Excellent. Great news.
So am I seeing Marla's face on it? I just smell Marla?
Yeah, maybe it smells like Marla's perfume.
You know I'm going to try to kill it.
Right. Roll firearms. Because it is so big, you get a plus 20. And it's like right in front of you.
Do it.
But are you firing anywhere specific? Because there's portions of it which are exposed and unscaled, and there's portions of it which are... do have the scales.
I'm gonna fire straight into its heart because that's where she hurt me the most.
Give me a firearms roll.
Alright. Oh. These fucking games.
Another 100.
That's an 81.
Oh no! Even with a plus 20, do you hit?
My firearms is a 60. So with a plus 20, it would be...
Oh, not enough.
61.
Just shy.
One away. Yeah. One that away. Sucks.
That unless sucks. You want to push?
Are we doing the push
I
mechanic? Push.
I will absolutely push. Yeah.
Not I'll during combat. Not
oh, fair.
Okay, never
mind. God damn it, never mind.
Yeah.
That's what you get for taking acid before a firefight.
That's what you get.
You're losing it. All right, well, that was your turn. You fire right into it. You just blast it 5 shots and it goes like deep into it, but it's like it lets out a guttural roar and it's gonna come down on you with a flurry of claws. But before that happens, let's talk about the pest control man as he's moving from column to column. It looks like he's gonna take some more shots at you. This time he's gonna aim at Roy. So Roy, would you like to dive for cover and lose your next turn or...
No. Listen, everyone else is taking it on the chin, man. Come on.
Yeah, and I saw how that worked. All right, I'm going to dodge. So am I just rolling a pure dex? Or, no, there is a dodge.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, what do you want me to do?
Give me a dodge.
Fail.
Okay. So now you're just taking it on the chin.
Yeah. Oh, man.
07. Level 07. So... Yeah, he lets out. He pops out a few more rounds.
So I lose 7 health.
Holy shit! No.
Okay.
He doesn't.
Okay.
He you know, the fun, yeah. Funny enough, he did roll 7 damage.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So like maybe your abdomen gets perforated and you try to dive out of the way, but you're not quick enough. Take 7 damage.
I'm on 4 health.
We are gonna fucking die down here.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna die in this hellhole.
This looks like
never
it.
Let it
and
be
this
said.
Is probably so. This probably
let be said that we fudge our rolls because
right.
This is not ideal.
And this is probably the first time Roy's ever been shot, so it's like super
so
traumatic.
So why don't you give me a sand roll against violence for being shot for the first time?
Why don't you,
dude? I can't lose those. Oh no, I did lose that.
All right, it's gonna be a D4. And you're like, holy shit, you've been shot! Is this what a hero is?
Is this what Jack felt like?
No.
All right, 3 damage to your sanity. Wonderful. Agent Nathan, you are on the ground. You're still conscious. You have the railgun.
What can you see?
You can see this silhouette of the pest control van. He's moving from cover to cover.
Because he's focusing on Roy, right? So
yeah, he's like going
exposed,
like that, left to right.
Thought that he dealt with us. All right, can I do 2 things? I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see. I want to try and get Petrov lucid. So like, get him and say, Pet. He's gonna have a fucking bullet in his chest at this point, probably in a lung. So it's probably a bit like gurgly. Petrov, get your shit together.
I'll give you a persuade. You know, cool. You don't have psychoanalysis, but I'll let you have a persuade.
Get up! And he
or
gets...
if you slap him...
He got a 1. Under 40.
Oh, okay, then that's great. So you're like, get a hold of yourself, man.
Get your stuff together!
And he like coughs up some blood.
Get it together! And then you're good. Actually, you know what? I'm not that nice. Give me a power roll.
Times five. You know what? I'm not that nice.
Yeah, I'm not that nice.
Failure.
Oh, 87 over 7. Okay. So instead of this round, it's going to be next round.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Omar, you're still fucking gibbering. You're losing it. You're both in cover. Opal, you've just been shot. What are you doing? Maybe you've rolled into cover.
Okay. I mean, panicking, for sure. He's looking around.
Yeah, there's just this wet blood stain. You're looking at it. It's like,
is it my turn?
It is your turn proper.
I don't have anything I can do to him. I have this UV light, but I know that
you got your fists. tackle
hand to hand against this beast.
I'll be like,
if you me tackle a gun. Him,
there is a shotgun on the ground that O'Leary left.
Yes,
is there.
That's true.
That's jammed.
It
That's
is jammed.
Jammed. Can we roll up?
Tell you what, if you tackle this guy, I'll say you also disarm him.
What is that? Wow. Do you see what he's doing?
So that would be an unarmed attack?
Yeah, it'd be unarmed. Or melee weapons, whatever's better for you. I'm just making for a better story, that's all.
I buy it.
Hold on one second. Let me crunch the numbers.
No! Do what the character would do. Yeah. What would Roy do?
The character what would Roy absolutely
be a hero.
Like, well, Roy's like,
Roy's just seen Ted jump in front of a bullet, saving Petrov.
What would Jack do? What
you could Jack be a hero
do?
Too.
Yeah, it's not what Roy would do. What would Jack do?
So Jack would probably tackle
He'd try and blow shit up.
Yeah, Roy looks at his hand, bloody, covered his stomach. He shakes his head, slow motion, sweat going. He tries to tackle him.
Oh! Yeah, he does.
Alright, if this roll, if I succeed this roll, then it's for real. EPA is the best class ever.
Come on.
It's and fail.
Damn it.
63 over 40.
Damn it.
All right.
This feels like, you remember the scene in Terminator 2 when the guy's like holding the detonator and he's like,
yeah.
Oh, and he just blows up. Just yeah.
Basically.
He one last. Yeah.
That's all right, you don't like. Quite fumble, so I'll say like you try and like punch him, but I will say that he ducks, he reloads his arms, it just socks you across the head, and you go tumbling behind cover miraculously, no damage, just all cinema.
All cinema, especially with like the reloaded, you know, the reloaded guns. Yeah.
Now it's the dragon's turn, and you're staring down the barrel of its snout. So, Dale,
only
would you like
things
to
can happen.
Dodge or fight back?
Neither.
All right, well, it is going to attack.
I think I would like to clear out my magazine and load up another.
Oh, okay. Fucking awesome. So you're going to try and forgo your dodge attempt. And you're going to try and reload. Okay, sounds good. The dragon is going to unleash a flurry of claws. And they're sickly looking talons. With a 31, it does hit.
Hmm. This is gonna be messy.
It brings down its bony talons. This is a lethality roll.
Yeah.
This could be it.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. You got lucky. I rolled a 34. So you will take 7.
A measly 7.
Wow.
How much health do you have?
Okay.
Uh-oh. Wait a second. You already took damage once.
Yeah.
I did, but it's okay. I have 5 left.
Wow.
Oh, okay, great. I'm going to say that was over half your health. This thing's brutal. So I'm going to say it's going to tear a chunk out of your, like, your side. So
just takes one kidney, but you got 2.
Yeah, but you have 2.
Yeah. Your guts are outside of your body now. You are bleeding out. Give me a con roll times 5.
Okay. As Dale sees his guts hanging outside of his body, you know, on his
still reloading.
Phone. It's just like, all the leaves are gray.
It is your turn, so you will get the fire at it. If you succeed on this con times five.
So I got a 31.
Great, you're still conscious somehow. Still conscious.
Amazing.
You know, maybe it's 65. The LSD,
yeah,
right?
You're good.
So yeah, you get to go. You get a plus 20 to hit because you're so close.
All the leaves are brown. All the leaves. And he brings up his old lucky. And he's just going to unload it into this fucking dragon.
All right.
It's like in his face.
Anywhere
at this point.
In particular.
Is there.
You could shoot it right in the heart, just like Darla shot you in the heart.
Does he notice any. Not, I guess I'm metagaming now, but does he notice any, like, scales? Like, any, like, scales?
Yeah, there's parts with scales. However, Opal did such a good job that the area where the chest cavity is, and probably where a heart is unscaled.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you'd like, you can forego the plus 20 and just roll straight for the chance of extra damage.
I think I'll roll the heart again, and I'm going to roll a firearms. Come on. Come on. Come on.
It's not a good face.
This is your thing.
87.
87.
All right. So you start blasting away at it.
Fucking Christ.
You are fading. You are losing blood.
How many bullets does he have left?
He's still got half a mag.
Oh. Might be his downfall.
But
I mean, how much life he has left is a bigger...
but real quick. So this thing is both huge and he's point blank.
Yeah.
So shouldn't he get a point plus 40?
But he's aiming for its heart.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. Minus 20. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Nathan, pause for edit. Let me roll again.
I'll let you roll again.
All right. That was a 42.
Yeah, that was.
Now
been
I
great.
Killed it. That
now
would
it's
have
dead.
Been great if that
now
had
happened. That's how it goes.
Fuck.
If you slide me $20.
Quick Venmo.
Look, I've been on the other side of this, Alex, and it's like you want the player to kill the thing.
Just
always.
Something.
Always.
But the rolls just
from
don't
the start.
Fucking happen.
Well, then I guess we will see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
It sucks. It just sucks.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, I guess this is what's going to happen because it is the pest control's man's turn. You kind of, like, try and punch him. He haymakers you, Agent Opal. He points the gun at you, and there's just a click, 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 click.
Oh.
Because I rolled luck here.
Nice.
So at this point, he tosses the gun to the side, and he's just going to tackle you. So would you like to fight back or dodge? Forgo your next action.
Fight back.
Alright, give me an unarmed. What would Jack do?
What would Jack do?
Oh.
That is 40 right on the dot.
40? Nice. 40. Nice. Yeah. Okay. So he failed. So you can do damage.
Nice.
D4.
Finally.
What's your strength?
It just says 1d4.
Yeah, okay. Then it's 1d4.
3.
Oh, sweet. All
first
right.
blood.
So you he tries to tackle you, right? And he's like scooping down and you're raining down elbows on his back.
Yeah.
You hear him groan.
Yeah.
And however he uses his weight and you both go rolling onto the ground, onto the hard concrete. It is now Agent Nathan's turn.
What can I see?
You can see Agent Opal and the pest control man locked in Mortal Kombat. It's getting real primal here. If you attempt a fire, it could go either way.
It's 50-50.
You could very much kill Opal. I don't know if it's worth it. That's up to you.
No, I don't think so. He can't do it. He's a firefighter. He's not gonna lose another man. I think he's gonna try and like
grab him, restrain him.
Yeah, I think he's gonna try and get involved and restrain him.
Okay.
That makes sense. Get in range.
Yeah.
Get him down.
Great, so you can give me an unarmed attack then. And he's gonna try and fight back.
That is a 64 over
64 over 40. Uh-oh. he passed. So as you go in to grab him, he rolls over and disengages from Dalton. You kind of stumble over Agent Opal, and he's going to start stomping on your head. Uh-oh. So he's going to deal some damage.
Two health.
How much health do you have? You have two health? He dealt two damage. I'm going to say you still are revivable if you get medical attention right away.
Oh,
if
God.
Not, you die. So what are you going to do, Omar?
Are you
going to eliminate the threat, or are you going to save the person who saved your ass?
You don't have to laugh like that, Alex. Don't laugh so sadistically.
Omar comes to, and this guy standing over Nathan.
Yeah, he's just standing over Nathan. But I would say his attention is on Opal now. Yeah, because he turned around to Opal, fists up.
So
you can either attack the Pest Patrol man or let Nathan die, or immediately start first aid. You get this one action. This one action. What are you gonna do?
This is a mess.
Wow.
The person who saved your life, or revenge?
I think Petrov has been in a lot of situations where he's had to make a lot of hard choices.
This is one of them.
He's going to shoot the pest control guy.
All right, if you full auto, you're probably going to get Opal. Unless you're going to take a minus 20.
Game. I love the negotiation happening.
God damn it.
It's all costs. It's all about costs.
Okay.
This is a fucked up situation.
What would
Petrov do?
Yeah, go with the first choice.
Petrov is gonna fucking shoot him. He's gonna shoot
him. Alright, so with like full auto. You can end things full auto.
He's standing over Opal. Surely he's not like completely.
No, he's in combat with Opal.
Oh, they're still locked.
They're
in
moving
combat.
Around.
He's gonna shoot.
Full auto.
He's gonna shoot full auto.
No, I'm so sorry, Opal. All right, give me a firearms roll.
Wait. Does this weapon have select fire?
Yeah. I mean, even if it is full auto, you can still, like...
Oh, I guess... Okay, no. I will squeeze off just one or two.
Okay, so you take a minus 20 on this firearms check because you're firing into melee.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to do. I have a 40, which means I'm down to 20.
This could kill us all.
Don't sit on the fence. That's how you get impaled on it. You got
41. 41 yeah. over 41.
Oh, couldn't make the hard choices. So you fire, the shot goes wide, it rings out. Everyone just kind of like winces. And now it's...
Hey, Alex, you're laughing way too much.
I'm having so much fun.
It is fun.
This is the story.
I'm also laughing.
I live for moments like these.
God. The messy ones.
Yeah, Omar, you make the decision to fire. And Opal, it's your turn. You're still... fighting.
I mean, that's all he knows is that's going on right now. He's just going to continue fighting.
He's going to fight back.
Unarmed, I suppose.
Yep. He's unarmed. You're unarmed.
Fail.
Mm. Oh, he fails too.
They're just rolling around.
You guys are tired.
So, yeah, like, you're punching, and you're blocking his attacks. He's blocking your attacks. It's real messy. Right. And now it is the dragon's turn. Actually, O'Leary, what would you like to do?
Leading out before the dragon.
Sure.
Can I shoot it again?
Absolutely.
Okay. So maybe I'm on my last leg, like
missing a kidney.
What's the swan song? What's it looking like? Your guts are leaking out.
He knows.
Yeah, you're probably gonna die here.
Okay. He's nothing if not spiteful. He wants to kill the thing that killed him, 100%. With his last breath. He is going to open fire on this fucking dragon one more time.
One more time.
Okay.
Do it. Make it count.
Ooh.
Come on, man. Alright, so I got a... I'm rolling firearms again?
Yeah. Violence.
I'll count it as a success if it's below 80 for you.
Well, you do get a plus 20 because he's huge. Are you aiming for the heart?
58. 58? And yes.
Okay. I'll give it to you. Why don't you give me a D10 and why don't you multiply the result by 2?
Oh, D10.
We've got...
That's a 6.
12 damage.
12 damage. Nice.
To this terrible dragon.
Back to hell.
So you shoot it. You basically unload old trusty into the heart of this beast, this dragon. And it starts to wheeze, but unfortunately it is still alive.
Not enough.
It is still moving. And at this point, it's now going to attack you. So there's a chance that it misses. It does not miss. Okay, so you basically take 14 damage.
Oh.
From a lethality attack. However, you did squeeze off that trigger. It's going to weakly lurch at you, and it just chomps down on your head, and there's just an eruption of blood.
Jesus.
You're dead.
Can I set the scene?
Yeah. Why don't you take
so
it away?
Before this happens, you know, I load a magazine, and then it lurches down to chomp my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you don't get to kill me. I get to kill. And then it just eats me.
And then it eats. Awesome. All right. So you do that.
So good.
It crunches down. And then it's going to start limping away back towards where the pest control man is.
Fuck.
And where the rest of you are. But it's dragging itself, leaving a blood trail. This thick black ooze.
Man.
And we leave the camera kind of lingering on Dale's headless body on this bridge over the abyss. Meanwhile. Pest Control Man's turn.
Oof.
And then, you know, as you're fighting Roy, you can give me an unarmed or dodge if you'd like to fight back or dodge.
Just keep going. Double down, unarmed.
Okay.
That's a fucking fail.
Oh, he passes this one. And as you're fighting, in his gruff voice, he says, "One down." And he takes the back of your head and smashes it into a concrete column.
Oh, no.
It's only one.
Oh, he's Roy's so down to three.
So he basically starts bouncing the back of your head like fucking basketball off the side of this column. It is now Nathan's turn.
Is he still, like, there?
Yeah, they're both together, still struggling.
Roy at but this Nathan, point is screaming.
You are bleeding out. Give me a con times 5 or you die. That's it.
That's a fail.
All right, so
that's
you
a 94
out.
Over 70. So he has this last sparking thought. He has like this desire to keep saving people. He tries to get up. He tries to like lift himself up.
So I would say
his
that's
head's just been crunched.
Spend.
Is this a willpower spend?
Yeah, I'll let you push.
Ooh, okay.
This is the perfect time to push.
Roll 1d4.
Yeah,
burn
sure.
Willpower, yeah.
Burn willpower, that's a 1.
We'll run this by green box gaming rules.
Okay, fair. And it's kinda not in combat. Kinda. And
yeah, you're
then
not in combat.
I'll
you're
redo
dying.
The con roll. Yasmin is dying. And then redo the con roll.
Please succeed.
If you fail, you explode and kill everybody.
That's a 61, under 70.
Oh, so you're barely holding on, your breath is slowing.
Now it's
Agent Omar's turn.
Oh, all right, Agent Omar, because he's so fucking bad at that, but he's so fucking good at something else. He's good at saving lives. He goes down to where Nathan is.
You drag him away, and you need to succeed this.
He's going to
get it.
He's like, he pulls
Petro
like over to the.
Meanwhile, thing. Roy's getting the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, Dale's just got his head eaten off, but Ted is like. Pedro, it was you. It was you, you. I thought of you. I needed to
Shut
get
up.
You back.
And he's going to I'm gonna attempt my, I have a medicine and a first aid. They're both the same, so it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Nothing matters.
What'd you get?
Right, let's roll. Let's see. Failure.
Oh, oh my lord!
Come on, Dev.
Oh, you can still push.
I can you push, have but I have five willpower. Willpower.
Yeah.
I'm gonna push.
You have
Let's
to.
Do it. Let's roll them dice. 1d4 willpower burned.
Ouch.
I'm now at 1 willpower.
Oh boy!
Great, great, great to hear.
So that means that I do this at a negative 20, unless I'm mistaken.
I'll give you a straight roll.
Okay, let's do a straight roll. Another first aid. 35
oh,
success.
Finally.
All right. You're out of the fight for now, Nathan. I'm going to make you make rolls every turn to act. Because you're just coming back from death. Make a sand roll against violence for almost dying.
That's a success.
Okay, zero, actually. Otherwise, it's a d6, which is pretty rough.
And how much hit points from that stabilization?
One. You got one.
Cool.
You are barely alive. Opal, it's you and the pest control man.
Fight.
He's smashing your head against a concrete column.
Gotta do something. Do I see a scale on the ground?
Do you see a scale on the ground? Sure, they're all around.
Oh, man.
I would even say they could, they look sharp, too.
In Roy's desperation, he's going to try to pick one up and stab him with it.
Awesome, I love that. That's the melee weapons, or unarmed, up to you. He's going to try and fight back.
unarmed.
Come on.
That is 42 over 40.
No! I succeed. So you try to stab at him.
Jesus.
And he is going to just grab your wrist and just turn that back towards you. And you take 1 damage.
Oh my god.
I'm on 2 HP.
Down to the wire.
All right, Roy.
Yeah, it's looking pretty bad. well, Agent Nathan, make a con times 5 roll.
Let's do it. He looks up at Petrov, who's just saved his life, and he's just got this air of admiration. And he gets...
Meanwhile, there's the sounds of violence in the background.
The sounds of violence, like a dragon roaring in the background. Roy screaming, and he brings himself up.
Something is dragging itself back to this room.
He brings himself up.
The sounds
of
violence.
Puts his palms down onto the ground, and he lifts himself up. 67 under 70.
Give me an alertness. Actually, what is your alertness?
It is 50.
Then I'll just give it to you. You see far down the corridor this hulking form with the glaring red eyes. It starts to drag itself towards you. It's going to enter this room soon.
All right. So he's got himself up. He can perform an action.
Yeah.
He's going to reach for the railgun. And he's like, what, meters away? Or a couple of feet away?
About 30 feet out, yeah.
From the
dragon?
But
it's going to come in and it's going to fuck your shit up if you don't stop it.
So he's got no point. He's going to reach for the railgun and he's going to try and lock it in and go for the dragon with the railgun.
Okay.
Aiming for whatever fleshy part. I guess he can't even see. It's a little far out, right? Just for the red glow.
Yeah. Just give me a straight up firearms roll.
Here's an echo.
Marla, shoot for Marla. That's 8 under 50 with the railgun.
You hit?
Nice.
That's 8? A hit.
Under 50.
That railgun does D12 damage.
That's right.
As you fire a rod of rebar.
12 damage!
Oh,
12.
Yeah! Fuck yeah.
Nice.
The horrifying thing is it's still up. It's got a piece of rebar sticking out of its neck and it's dragging itself towards you.
God damn it.
Omar, what are you doing?
If this thing is coming down the hallway, do I still have my pistol handy?
You still have your pistol.
Omar is just like...
full auto.
He's just full auto and just like... I imagine he doesn't... He just like... As he goes out, he like tries to take a knee. But, you know, he's like so unstable. And he just like... Just like whips a line of bullets just up this thing.
Totally.
I have a 40. Let's
see how we do. Roll it.
100.
Jesus. No! Okay, in that case, you are out of ammo. It goes click. The gun goes click. You use too much ammo. Oh. And it's getting closer.
Fuck.
Opal.
So badly.
The tension.
Roy, you still do have the shotgun that I dropped that is jammed.
You will have to unjam it, yes.
And you have to get loose from this motherfucker.
Yeah, Roy, you can make a... No, I guess you couldn't because you wouldn't have time to unjam it, but it's you and the pest control man. This almost 6.5-foot menace.
What would that look like? If I wanted to try to...
He's turned your wrist into itself.
What would it look like if I wanted to try to distance myself from him and go for the shotgun?
Athletics, for sure.
I think that's what Roy would try to
or
do.
Or
I mean,
strength
this isn't
times
working.
5 to push him off.
Roy doesn't strike me as the strong, burly type.
Let's do athletics.
Yeah, I mean, even if you get the shotgun, you're going to have to unjam it. However, you could probably use it as a bludgeoning weapon.
He just knows this isn't working. He's going to try to get away from the exterminator.
Okay. Before you get exterminated.
Right.
Fail.
Stop winning. Oh.
God.
The dice are making this
a
tragedy.
Comedy of errors.
God.
Okay. So that's what happens. You try to disengage, but he grabs onto your ankle and drags you back.
Oh, brutal. Has he still got his full gear on? His full hazmat?
Yeah, he's got his full gear.
God.
Maybe the visor's cracked from his fight with Opal. So why don't you go ahead and either dodge or fight back? Because it's his turn proper.
Fight back.
Okay.
Unarmed.
Fuck.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, drop dice. Create extra tension.
Hold on 1 second. Sorry. That wasn't a roll. I just dropped my dice.
Damn it.
This is why we go digital.
Shit himself.
He just pooped.
Can someone roll for me? For the sake of time?
I got you. I'll roll 100.
Roll 100.
Here we go. 52.
Fail.
Okay. So he also failed.
So nothing happened.
Oh my god. We told you.
So yeah, he drags you back and he's just trying. Maybe you're just at each other's throats. You're like strangling one another. It's fucked. Alright. Well, it is Agent Nathan's turn.
Fuck. So Agent Send Nathan's it. Got this he's got Send this dragon it. Bearing down on him.
Yes.
He's
It's he closer now. It's about 10 feet away. You've got one more action
he
before
has
it gets to you.
He knows.
Are you gonna aim for the heart?
He has to, yep. He's gonna put in another rebar.
Minus 20.
Load it up. I don't know. I think he's just gonna straight up aim. Regular. All right. Yeah.
Sounds good.
And that is a 95 over 50.
Damn it.
Oh, the rebar goes wide. Fuck the
shit,
unlucky.
Man.
Omar, what are you doing?
I have to interject. The last time an agent died, you repopulated them with a new agent.
Is there a new one coming in?
There is no new agent.
There's no one here.
Not in the hellhole.
Fuck! I think that Omar...
You could run.
You're right. He could. He could run.
No.
But.
We have to win this game.
But is Roy's... is the UV light been dropped by Roy?
Yeah, sure.
He's going to pick it up and whip it back on the creature. And want to burn away the remaining... And here's the thing, like, this is very much that moment in the film where he is presenting himself as a big, juicy target, knowing that he's going to attract the ire.
Like, holding the flare on the T-Rex.
And
on
he
the
is
T-Rex.
Going to, he's going to grab the UV light and shine it on this and be like, fuck you, fucking monster! Like, and he's just going, and he's just going to shine on it, and he wants, he can't do anything else. Productive.
Alright, so no roll required. You can roll battery, 3d6. And the dragon is going to attack you.
I rolled 2 sixes.
Oh, all right. One
does not know how to use battery left. Flashlight.
Yeah. So you start, UV but lamp. You focus okay. the UV light on it. You start burning away all of its scales. It is completely nude, and it looks so angry, and it just charges you in a rage. Would you like to dodge? Matador?
Yes. Right. Yes, I would.
Roll it.
76 over 50.
I rolled a 72 over 70.
Oh.
You managed to dodge it. And it slams into the column and it goes down.
Boom.
Agent Opal.
Please, God.
You're getting your face punched in.
Unarmed.
You're both strangling one another.
Fail.
Oh, okay. Time to switch out die.
EPA is shit not weighted, the best character.
Like, keep hitting 90s.
He also rolled 75, so... So you're just choking each other out, like,
but
on the ground.
But nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Too weak to do anything.
You're both just, like, drenched in blood.
Jesus. This is tooth and nail.
This is fucked up. Nathan, this... is your shot.
Oh, okay. Something I need to point out, because I'm an honest person. I forgot we needed to do a con roll to do an action last time.
Oh, yeah,
I need
that's
a con
true.
Roll. Yeah. So first con roll, because, you know, the odds are not stacked against us enough.
Right.
That's a 73, so that's a fail.
Okay. You want to burn willpower?
Can I burn it on this one? Yeah, I do. Yeah, damn right. You're damn right. I'll burn willpower. 1d4. Burn one willpower.
Again.
And hope that this goes better than the last time for the con. And that's a 91. Yep. That's worse. That's a crit.
Oh, okay.
Fail.
Then, yeah, you would just pass the fuck out. You try to raise your gun. Your vision's wavering. And you just hit the ground. The railgun is right there.
John.
Omar, what are you doing?
I am getting the railgun.
You're going for the railgun.
I imagine he like
you slide for
like
the railgun.
Nathan
and grab
falls.
It.
Yeah, and he like runs and like slides down.
The dragon turns around, covered in rubble, and it charges you. What are you doing?
Firearms last shot. Roll.
Last fucking shot.
It
here.
Has to be good.
You get a plus 20. It's big.
It's big. It's so nice. I can do it.
One. One.
11!
Yeah. Nice! Oh God. All right. That was first. Yes. That is a co-rich.
Alright, well, why don't you go ahead and roll a d12 times 2?
God damn it.
Maybe it's
I
enough.
I rolled a 3.
Is that enough? Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh!
Because, how do you do it? Describe this for me.
I get, like, I think he, like, he goes and he, like, he picks it up and he falls backwards, like, on his ass. And it's just, it's not glorious. It just fires from the hip. And he's just screaming.
And I would say just, like, pure luck. Because that's how you don't matter in the universe. How much you don't matter in the universe. It's just pure luck that you hit it square in the heart.
Oh.
And just think, just, like, it just, like, follows
over.
All over me.
Yeah, it falls on top of you. You don't take any damage, but like you just feel the crushing weight. It's on you. You feel that warmth from the body leave it. And the
and Dale's head like pops
weight,
out.
This, oh, God.
this weight, it's gone from this area. You're being strangled, Roy, and then that grip loosens and you hear, "Huh? What's going on?" Or like, and you're trying to strangle him too.
Oh.
I mean, Roy will just try
fuck.
To...
And he gets off of you.
Roy will be like, "Omar, shoot him!"
You can
if
shoot
Omar
him.
If Omar gets off this thing, I mean, I straight up...
And
like,
he goes, "No, wait, don't shoot!"
And Omar's like, he stands up. He's got this crazy looking weapon in his hand. He loads another rebar. And he's like, what is your name?
My name's Adam. My head fucking hurts. Who are you? Where are we?
We're nowhere, Adam. You're already dead. And he fucking shoots him.
Awesome. Oh, why don't you?
God. So fucking cool.
No will require you.
Get me?
You are gonna take the sand damage. So roll sanity against
for violence.
Oh, okay, violence. That's appropriate. So you do.
We're
take
nowhere.
One.
I do. You're take already one. Dead.
You do take one for just slaughtering someone in cold blood.
Roger that.
He just
and
explodes.
His body. Like I would say, you plug that piece of rebar right through the eye socket. The visor just cracks and he's just lying on his back like that. I'm guessing you're just getting the fuck out.
I think we're gonna see to Nathan, but then we're gonna go try to find O'Leary.
Yeah, okay. So you turn you pick up Nathan, fireman carry him, ironically, and you turn some corners and you do see O'Leary's headless body with his trusty gun like this right next to him.
Opal's safe.
So why don't you roll sand for that?
God damn it.
All right.
For violence?
Yes.
Yeah.
And was O'Leary one of your bonds?
Yeah.
Oh, then just get rid of D6 sanity automatically and cross
off. The good thing about being unconscious is you skip all these rolls.
Until you get told.
Yeah. Roy will take old trusty and be like, I'm never going to a firefight without a gun again, and put it in his pocket, his pants.
All right, so I'm guessing you're just getting the fuck out of here now.
Yeah.
I think that Omar will push Dale's body off into the pit.
All right, you kick it over.
He's just heartless. He's like,
you crazy son of a bitch. You deserve better.
It looked like he did a shit ton of damage. Alright, you turn more corners.
You're just pushing my body off into the abyss.
Well, you can't do anything about it. You're dead.
Yeah. Well, I think to him, like, he's got to hide the evidence.
Yeah,
so you cross this abyssal drawbridge bridge. You pass the manhole prisons, the infinite stairwell, the grand hall. You crawl out of hell. And when you turn back, there's just the fucking concrete wall. Like, it was not there.
It's gone.
Back and to the clinic.
When you stagger out of this abandoned subway, out of Scalley Square subway, it's about 5 a.m. in the morning. And that sun is rising on this beautiful autumnal day. And it has never, never been better to be above ground. And that's where we're going to end Hellhole. And maybe some epilogues.
What? Well done. Oh, fucking well done.
Good job, Alex.
Hell yeah, man.
Well done, Alex.
So,
outstanding.
Want to just wrap epilogues now?
Yeah, let's just do it.
How are you different now, Agent Omar?
He is cold. He is... And I think that Kira will ask him, what happened to your face?
Did you get the sick lizard?
No, he doesn't take a picture of a lizard.
Oh, he got the sick lizard, though.
Well, he got a sick lizard. He's like, well,
he euthanized the sick lizard.
But when he comes home, I mean, she asks him, and he's just like, he's just rude. I imagine they get in this huge fucking fight.
Nice.
He just has no time. He's like, I don't have to tell you where I fucking go and what I do. You live in my house. You know, like, in that kind of thing. Like, he's just like...
Yeah, and you don't explain the facial scarring you have.
All of his calmness and kindness is gone. He went from 10 to 5 charisma.
Like, the hellholes ate that up.
And he died.
He's not... And he fucking died. And I
he saw his guts spilling out.
And I imagine at some point in time he goes into that picture of his wife, his dead wife, and is like, I was so close. Like, he's just, like, wrecked.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just wrecked as a man.
I would say intermittent explosive disorder is obviously one of your disorders that you gain.
Nice, nice.
As well as, let's say, PTSD.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, yeah. Great. Moving on. Agent Opal. What's life like?
Besides, now? I mean, seeing all the shit he saw, that's probably the most physical pain he's ever been in.
Yeah.
So he's limping, you know, he's having to deal with actually being, you know,
you were for that long. You're probably hospitalized to recover, like probably all of you.
Yeah. Misses his bowling team, you know, for a couple months. Doesn't see them.
Yeah.
You know, probably pretty secluded at work. Doesn't want to talk to anybody at work. Probably just turns inward and just, you know, retracts from his friends.
Yeah, and, you know, the stinger is, like, Agent Cho, all you got was, like, hey, good job. And then he cuts contact.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's ice cold.
Not worth it.
But you know that there does have to be people who step up to against this evil in the world. And maybe that's what it takes. That's what it takes.
I mean, part of Delta Green. All in all, he still did, you know, he succeeded a lot of Sandy roles, so he's still there, kind of mentally.
Yeah. And Agent Nathan.
So Agent Nathan's probably hospitalized. Like, they barely got him to the hospital to recover.
How's your life different? You have to take some sick leave.
Sick leave. He probably reaches out to Petrov a lot more.
How do you
Petrov
explain
is one
the
of his
gunshot
bonds.
Wound?
It's for him, it's just another day in the life. He's like, it's a bad fire. It's a bad fire, but something went off. There was a gas leak.
Gas leak.
Gonna give us a gas leak, yeah. But okay. I think he'll reach out to Petrov a lot because now he saved him twice. He was already his bond. He'll try and, like, get through, have some beers, and he'll probably also see Agent Opal. I don't know if he'd probably get close to him, but he'd probably take him to the shooting range and be like, Roy, you ain't so bad. We got to teach you to shoot. We'll get you to defend yourself, teach you some Muay Thai.
Take some boxing classes.
I don't know, is it loaded?
Oh, God, don't do that.
And last but not least, how is Agent O'Leary Dale Cage missed? What impact has he left behind?
I think he probably left something in a lockbox, like, you know, a fire safe. It's also an autobiography. Listen here, dear little angel. I'm kind of a piece of shit.
It just goes on. It's a monologue.
It goes like that.
It's another fucking monologue.
Beautiful. Well, that was Hellhole, written by me, yours truly.
Great job, and, Alex.
These are my wonderful friends at Greenbox Gaming. So thank you for joining us for this another It's Live Actual Play.
Thank you so much, Alex.
It was a blast.
Well done, Alex.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Job.
Great fun.
Again, thank you guys so much for joining us. And be sure to check out the RPG Reanimators on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, as always, stay safe and stay sane. Bye.